audiobook version of The Tale of Woz and Dawz, written by Marin, narrated by Pepper P, music by Kevin. The Tale of Woz and Dawz, how an orphan gypsy boy and his dog built the Saurus, the biggest dinosaur in the world. Once upon a time, there was a dumpster located halfway between Fartsville and Burptown. Both towns used it for disposing of their garbage. The citizens of Fartsville were famous for their stinky, colorful farts. Some farts were so thick, you could cut them with a knife. The citizens of Burptown were famous for their stinky, colorful burps. Some burps were so solid, you couldn't split them with a hammer. During holidays, farts and burps were intense, and people from both towns went to the dumpster to breathe some fresh air. At the dumpster, they didn't talk to each other, they just accused each other. Woz was an orphan gypsy boy who lived in the dumpster. He didn't know if his parents were Fartsvillians or Burptownians because he could fart and burp at one and the same time for as long as he wanted. Although he was an orphan gypsy boy, Woz was a very happy boy because he had a friend. His friend was a stray dog. Her name was Dawz. Dawz was a German shepherd. Actually, she was not a shepherd. In the dumpster, there were no sheep or goats to be taken care of. She was not a German either. She knew English, but could only say three words in German. Was ist das? When Woz heard this question, he answered, Das ist Woz, pointing his index finger towards his chest. Dawz wagged her tail in approval. As the dog said, their friendship started in a trap. One day, while roaming the rubbish, Dawz was caught in an old rusty leg hold. She stayed there for a few days and had lost weight and hope when the boy found her. He released the dog, bandaged her paw, and fed her. In a few weeks, the paw healed. The boy and the dog became inseparable friends. The dumpster provided them with everything they needed: shelter, food, and toys. Most importantly, the dumpster gave them books, plenty of them. First, Woz and Dawz lived in a rusty shipping container and spent hours searching for books in the piles of garbage. They stored them in the container. Little by little, the book collection became huge and filled the vessel. As Dawz said, up to the wolf. Then the boy and his dog found a tent, put it up, and started reading and sleeping there. Above the entrance of the shipping container, they wrote with big letters, Library. Woz added, Here, you can find your best friend, with small letters. The sign confused the dog a bit, so she asked the boy, Who is man's best friend? The answer gave her the assurance she needed, and from then on, she slept next to the boy with no worries. The dog also started liking books, just like her friend Woz. They both loved it when it rained. They would go under the sheets with a flashlight and read. Actually, Woz was the reader. Dawz just listened. Sometimes she listened so attentively that she snored. Their favorite books were those with stories and pictures about dinosaurs. One rainy day, Woz and Dawz were reciting under the sheets, when the boy stopped in the middle of the page and said, Imagine we built the biggest dinosaur in the world. How about we start tomorrow? Dawz said. You lead, I'll be the underdog, and wagged her tail in approval. The next morning, Dawz started gathering materials. Wooden beams, iron bars, plastic bottles. They were in abundance in the area. Woz began the construction of the dinosaur. The dog made three discoveries on the first day of their assignment. Early in the morning, she found an old trombone. The trombone was not tasty at all, but but Dawes enjoyed the sound coming out of it. Around lunchtime, she found a red fire hydrant, which she liked a lot. The boy and the dog placed it behind the library. Dawes visited the fire hydrant many times a day to be sure it was there. She also dug out a huge shabby billboard. They helped each other erect it. Was painted, construction site, on the sign with big red letters. The dog's job was to add a few words with small letters. She wrote, "We are building the biggest thesaurus in the world." They both laughed at the typo, but decided it was a good name for a dinosaur, and they would keep it. From day one, the orphan gypsy boy and his dog worked hard. They only stopped when it was pouring cats and dogs, although Dawes didn't see any. The pair also didn't work on holidays when the citizens from both towns came to the dumpster for some fresh air. The dinosaur grew fast. Fartsvillians and Burktownians monitored the growing beast with great curiosity. They forgot their old skirmishes, started helping, and brought their children to the construction site. The kids started helping too, painting the legs and the tail because parents wouldn't let them climb up high. From time to time, some of the helpers farted and others burped, but nobody paid attention to this natural phenomenon. One day, everybody noticed that the garbage from the dumpster had disappeared. It had all been used for the construction. And the dinosaur became real. An engineer from Fartsville installed piping equipment that made the beast fart on command. Another engineer from Burktown constructed a system that made the monstrosity burp upon instruction. Because Dawes was bilingual, she became the operator of the dinosaur attraction. When she barked, "Was is Dawes," pointing her nose towards the rear of the dinosaur, the saurus would fart. When she barked, "Was ist Dawes," pointing her nose towards the mouth of the dinosaur, the saurus would burp a huge flame of fire. Fartsvillians and Burktownians were excited that the garbage had disappeared over the course of one summer. They were so happy that together they built a big park in its place. Then they decided to construct a little house for Was and Dawes as a thank you for their hard work. The boy and the dog became honorary citizens of both towns, although they continued to live in the little house in the center of the park. People also built a parking lot with an injecting parking lot, retail store, and gas station for tourists who came from away. Next to the dinosaur, they repainted the old billboard sign. The place card said, "Thank you for visiting the biggest thesaurus in the world. Here, you can eat, have gas, fart, and burp." On weekends, the place was packed with kids, parents, and grandparents. Was was introduced to the dignitaries from Fartsville and Burktown. Dawes, living in a dumpster and being a German shepherd, was never afraid of germs. She played with Great Danes from Copenhagen, bulldogs with red jackets, spotless Dalmatians, and even unruly popsicles. There were music, dances, and a stand with hot dogs and a sign, "Buy one, get one free." Dawes looked at the stand from a distance, but for some reason avoided to come close. Although drooling from the smell, she couldn't imagine eating hot dogs or catching fleas. The kids told her not to be a party pooper, but she said she was not. Simply hot dogs tasted awful, and bare bones were her preference. She reminded the kids that dachshunds stayed even further away from the stand, which must mean something. Holidays were greater fun. They came to be even more attractive after Fartsville and Burktown became twin towns. People from both towns were laughing their butts off. Some were farting, others burping, but nobody paid attention to this natural phenomenon. Dawes knew one thing that others didn't. Her friend Was could fart and burp at one and the same time for as long as he wanted in both English and German. It made her feel proud. When it happened, she wagged her tail in approval and immediately went behind the library to prove to herself that the fire hydrant was still there. This has been the audiobook version of The Tale of Woz and Dawz, written by Marin, narrated by Pepper P, music by Kevin. Production copyright 2018 by FrontReel.com. The end.